Hello everyone, welcome to the Museo Podcast, our fourth episode, and I'm here with
Victoria Pham
and
Eric Wang.
That's right. So today we're going to talk about having the right mindset and how to keep working yourself forward instead of just stopping yourself, you know, stopping yourself with working, you know, and preventing yourself from doing the work that you were supposed to be doing.
Yeah, having the right mindset is to everything, every aspect in life. It's the way you look at things, at successes, failures, the mindset you have affects the way you react to things and the actions you do, and just overall responses.
Yeah, I think that having the right mindset, just in the past year, I think that it has to be an active choice to discover the right mindset, or else like you're going to keep spiraling down having the wrong mindset. Mm-hmm. And I think that personally, that's something that I think that with every episode, all of us have talked about our personal experiences, and especially having the right mindset is one of the big ones for me. I think that in the past year, not even in the past year, in the past, you know, several months, like past 5 or 6 months, my mindset has completely changed, and mm-hmm. it's affected me positively in the physical aspects of my life and the mental aspects of my life. And I think that's one of the best things that, you know, actively changing your mindset could possibly do for you.
Mm-hmm. And where does that apply? As if, like, you know, had having the right mindset.
Yeah, like Victoria mentioned, in the physical aspect, just last week, Victoria and I have been working out together. So that is considered like an active mindset, where you're moving forward and progressing towards, okay, I want to improve myself physically. I want to be more healthy physically. I want to eat better food and care about my health. Whereas the wrong mindset is having a negative mindset where, well, why should I exercise? You know, well, why? I'll just gain all the pounds back, or lose the pounds from eating food or eat bad food. Why eat all this good food when there's all this bad food surrounding me? I think it comes down to, you know, the line of, is the glass half empty or half full type question, where are you optimistic or pessimistic about certain things in your life?
And I have a question for you guys. Do you guys think that a person can develop their, I guess you can say, quote unquote, right mindset independently?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think it's like the influences that surround you.
I think that you can, it's just really, really hard to.
Do you count the internet as an influence or do you count that as like independent? If you're like by yourself and you have the internet, or like videos that you watch or
yeah.
like TV.
Well, I mean, that's a really good question, because the thing is that it all depends on the person that you know, and the connections that you have with somebody.
Oh, yeah,
especially in real life versus on the internet. Uh-huh. Because, you know, talking to someone, a random person on the internet, is way different than talking with your friends and family, because you know them personally,
yeah.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
While on the internet, you can literally talk to whatever stranger. You don't know nothing of their backstories or whatever. All you know is their username, and I guess you can say their influence, depending on where you get that from.
I agree with you. I still see that the internet can still have a strong influence depending on how much you use the internet.
Right.
As compared to like your family. Sure, that could be your family member, and you might have that family bond or like that family blood bond, but you could, in an example, be more close with a person over the internet because you spend more time with them.
Right.
Per se. But not exactly as a person. I'm thinking of as an example for the internet, but I do think of the videos you watch, because like the mindset you have is influenced by the information you learn from the sources around you. So for me, for my specific case, I don't really count this as like an independent, I could develop an independent mindset, because I watch a lot of YouTube videos or a lot of films about people who I look up to and who I think are successful, and I want to adopt some of their practices, like their work ethic, and their mindset. So I analyze them, I watch them, and they talk about the stuff they do. So that influences my mindset, where it's like, okay, well, I need to approach to this direction, you know, go into this direction where they're going, and kind of like learn my way there. I think that's how I develop my mindset. And I try to find those sources in real life as well, mm-hmm. where I try to find people like you guys, Rafael and Victoria, who has like positive, optimistic mindsets, where we feel like if we could put in enough work and we could do anything, right. type of mindset.
I think going back to the internet and its influence, I think that's why I was a little bit unsure about my answer to Raphael's question, because it's like, there are a lot of people that can go on the internet and watch all these like inspirational videos and watch videos about, you know, adopting the right study techniques or like the you know, how to pursue a life goal, for example, but they just never follow through with it. Like, right. they don't put anything into action, right. In real life. Mm-hmm. And I think that's when I think that gaining all that information might as well be useless if, you know, you don't actually actively try to implement it in your life, which is why, you know, like actual real life people and physical interaction with other people, that's when it comes in. That's when it's most important.
Right, right.
And like Eric said earlier, you know, it's funny to hear that he says, me and Raphael are, you know, positive, optimistic people, when, like, for me, it was Eric and Raphael, you know, because before all three of us became friends, I was also in the mindset of, you know, what's the point of achieving a life goal? Like, what does that mean?
Right.
What does life mean?
What does life mean? That's the big life question here.
I've realized recently, like, nihilism is the antithesis of progress.
Right.
And I think that, you know, being very pessimistic and being very negative about everything, you're the one that's holding yourself back.
Mm-hmm.
Because, unfortunately, you know, it's natural to have those thoughts, those ideas, but, you know, I keep saying, you know, but as long as you figure out a way to push those ideas out of your mind and really focus on your true intention and having I think that having yes men for the right reasons is really, really important. I think that's why all three of us complement each other so well. It's because we're all yes men for each other. We hype each other up all the time, but it's for the right reasons. It's not,
right.
it's never to encourage any negative behavior, which I think that's the reason why we complement each other so well.
For sure. You just said no one can be, I guess you can say, their own, you must be pretty damn good if you just somehow become your own psychologist and just somehow like motivate yourself, like by yourself, you know? Cause like, no one can do any of the actions without someone, no matter who it is. You know, it mm-hmm. either can be a friend or family, you know?
Yeah.
It's stuff like that. It just...
Yeah. I don't know. First, I agree with you with the internet. It could be a very double-edged sword mm-hmm. where it's like, yeah, it could give you that source of motivation. But watching those videos kind of gives you the effect of like as if you have already completed those goals. In a bad version of a yes man, where it's like you say these goals to your friends who are yes man, and you're like, yeah, you can do it, and you did it. You kind of get this social reality effect. It's like, yeah, I actually did it. Where
you feel a sense of an acknowledgement too, because you know it's not. There's nothing wrong with improving by yourself, but as human beings, we just love to be acknowledged
mm-hmm.
for the work that we do, the things that we're trying to achieve. And that's why social interaction is so important. That's why going to the gym with friends and like having gym buddies are so important. That's why building businesses always needs networking. And it's like, it's never just yourself.
Yeah. It's never a one man job.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely a team that's behind the scenes, regardless if you see it or even in front of the stage.
Yeah.
After agreeing with the internet being a double-edged sword, I kind of want to offer a perspective on Raphael's talk about if a person can have, it must be really rare for a person to have independently change their mindset without any influence outside. The only example I could think of when a person really, if you could count this, independently change their mindset, but I still do believe that it's influenced from external resources, which I'll explain, is that when a person like goes through a very traumatic experience, I think that's when they truly changes their mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you count that traumatic experience as that source of influence. But if you're just thinking about like just in social behavior type of perspective, when a human approaches another human, then I guess you could say this is independent.
Mm-hmm.
But that's very, it's very rare, because it's either one, you start to pick up a habit, you start to build that habit up to with that mindset to change your lifestyle for the better, or you go through a very traumatic experience that just does like a crazy like 90 degree turn.
Mm-hmm.
Towards like the better.
Yeah.
So it having the right mindset is really about everything in life, because
mm-hmm.
What benefit does it have? What concrete benefit does it have if you experience something bad and you always complain about it? It's the way I see it is like 30% is what happens to you. That's just reality. That's just life.
Mm-hmm.
Life is just not fair. That's, you hear that phrase all the time, and it's really the truth. But what they don't tell you is that 70% of in life is how you react to it, how you respond to it. Because that can
mm-hmm.
drastically change your direction in life.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, and basic example, since we're going to college, school, we could fail an exam, and that could bring our GPA, and that will really shatter our confidence and make us validate ourselves, like, am I good enough? Like, why did I get the score? I studied so hard. Shouldn't I deserve the score? And you, how you respond to it is like, this is not fair. The professor is not fair. I should deserve this grade. And life just sucks. Like, school sucks. Where the right response is like, okay, I failed. Good. Let me practice more. Let me learn from it. What's it called? The gym is closed. Good. I'll work out at home. You had to find a way to maneuver around those obstacles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You can't always complain about it.
Mm-hmm.
There is natural to complain because we don't like discomfort. But the right mindset is to look at a negative situation with a positive view.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Because those negative thoughts in your head will become more negative. Because you're always focusing on them. So why not try to change that for the better?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Which is always, you can always, for example, you can always find resources.
Mm-hmm.
If you're really that motivated enough to do something, you know, like you said, if you, let's say, okay, I need to do homework at home, but I don't have internet. Well, where can you get internet? Well, the library, they have it.
Mm-hmm.
Or they go to a library, you know? You cannot just sit there and be like, oh, well, I don't feel like going to a library or whatever,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
Because then it would, you know, of course, the result will be very different. You know, you won't be able to do your homework, and plus, like, no internet. That
mm-hmm.
It says a lot, you know? Just simply having no internet, they're basically having way much less resources than you have, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You won't be able, not even, if you're really worried about that social media enough, then, you know, you won't be able to see other people's updates, you know?
Right.
Or, like, when it comes to classes, you won't be able to see the to-do list for what you have to do for school for the next day.
Right.
I think that what's most important about all of this is, like, is acknowledging or even realizing that you have more control than you think.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's not up to your... It's not, usually it's not up to external, I don't know
yeah,
how I would say. It's like, I think that people just let a lot of external things get in their way, or like,
they
basically
they justify.
And yeah, they engineer their mindset in a way that's like, oh yeah, well, that's just the way it is. So
yeah.
I guess I'll just stay negative forever. And I think that that's really detrimental to how you go forward in life in general. Because, for example, the way that Eric was talking about, like, all these examples about, you know, the gym is closed, let me work out at home, you know, the library is closed, or I don't know. Yeah. I think that what's important about that is you're actively, constantly problem solving. And I think that's one of the best things that you could have. And, like, that's the best tool that you could have in your belt. It's because if you can come across any problem and you can figure it out a way to solve it, even if it's a negative situation, that just already shows that you're approaching the right mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's, if you just give up and you let the external world predict or even navigate your life, then you're just constantly putting yourselves at the hands of others, and you really don't have any control of your own life.
Which you're definitely right on that. I was about to mention that. Even if you did nothing, mm-hmm. like school related, gym related, anything related, it would also affect people around you, especially the people that knows you, family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with people, like, there can be this one person who's so negative in their mind is simply because they have like two F's in their class, you know, simply because they didn't do their work. And then they're now like, well, I'm not gonna do anything anymore, you know, I'm not gonna be working with, what's the point? You know, they become nihilistic. And there's people who already have approached and or developed the right mindset. They'll be like, hey, you gotta do this, man, what are you doing? And then, like, it you know, the emotions will affect them.
Right.
You know, they're just gonna, probably even to the point that can be angry at you for simply not doing anything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you 100%. There's always another quote, or not for verbatim, like,
quote of the day by Eric.
The three people you hang out with the most, you become kind of the average
yeah.
of those three people you hang out with the most. I see that everywhere. I see that in my own personal life,
mm-hmm.
where if you hang out with people with positive mindsets, or people who are optimistic or hardworking, ambitious,
or whatever mindset,
yeah,
to be honest, whatever personality they have, you develop them.
You develop them. So if you hang out three passionate, hardworking, you see as positive mindset people, you most likely will have a positive mindset along with them. Where if you hang out with people who has negative mindset, has a negative view on life, it's like, well, what matters? Like, we're all gonna, very exaggerated, some people might have this mindset, we're all gonna die one day,
mm-hmm.
so, like, why do this at all? Why even put in
yeah.
the effort? You're most likely gonna have that mindset. Or
mm-hmm.
whereas I agree with Victoria, or if you have the wrong mindset, where you come across an obstacle or a challenge and a failure, and you kind of complain, well, I guess it's not going to work, you're already indicating that you're already giving up.
Mm-hmm.
You're already giving up the fight. Where look at every successful person. Every successful person hasn't literally became successful out of the womb. Or as we may see in the public,
or at least like the front end.
The front
know?
End. Like,
none of us have ever seen the back end of like what the things that they've been going through publicly and privately.
Right. We never seen behind the curtains of like what failures they went through.
Mm-hmm.
Like, take for example, we'll say Elon Musk because I'm an Elon Musk fanboy. But we admire Elon Musk so much for his successes with Tesla, SpaceX, and he just making a new company called, I think it's Neuralink.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's like admiring him and like respecting him. But we don't know. We don't fully know behind the curtains of how many failures he went through, how many risks
yeah.
he went through. Imagine he went through the first risk, like in the 2008 financial crisis, sorry. And he was near very close to bankruptcy on his companies. Imagine how, if he had the wrong mindset, where he felt like negative, where he's already indicating that, well, we're going to give up anyway. The crisis being the external source is in control,
mm-hmm.
that he would have gave up right there, but he didn't. He
yeah.
still pushed through, believing that there's still some little hope, some little light in the dark,
mm-hmm.
that there might be a chance.
Even though, like, you know, if there's some indication of like, you're probably going to lose or something, or you're probably going to lose everything, whatever, you still have to push it forward, you know, just keep going, you know, keep putting forward instead of just stopping, you know, because you don't know what's going to happen if you just do it, you know?
Yeah.
I think what's more detrimental, and I think that Eric has said that, has said this a lot in the past many months that we've known each other. It's like, better off knowing how it's going to end up than not knowing at all, right? So you go into something and you're so unsure about yourself, but, and at the end of the day, you end up failing. Well, it's better off knowing that, you know, you took the shot, right? And then you can look back and said, hey, I gave this a shot and I failed, but I learned from it. Rather than, you know, there's this constant ambiguous idea in your head, like, what would have happened if I took that chance? What if I took that job? What if I went and actually discovered my passion, you know? And I think that this is such an entrepreneurial mindset.
Yeah.
Mindset, yeah. But it's this idea that, you know, if you're not putting in your 100%, you know, even if your business fails, even if your startup fails, at least you know that idea wasn't the best idea that it could have been. And mm-hmm. you can constantly develop it rather than you're not developing it whatsoever and you're just stuck in this abyss of, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't think that this is a great idea at all. And that ultimately reflects upon yourself, because then you think that because your ideas are you. And if you don't have, you know, a positive idea of your ideas, then you don't have a positive look upon yourself. That's what I think.
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
We go through, in life, every person goes through so many ups and downs. And it's hard when you're at your lowest point to recognize that there's always going to be better times. But I think it's the people with the negative mindsets. Even at their high times, they feel negative. But even at their lowest, they feel so, they have such a nihilistic point of view on life. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's the way to go, where you feel like, well, there's no point to life. Well, the point of life, well, it is suffering. Like, the meaning of life is suffering. Like, you're going to suffer. But the
true meaning is for you to, is how you handle that suffering.
Yeah, our objective is to, like, be responsible of our own life and, like, carry that responsibility and be like, hey, even though life is shitty right now, we just got to go through it and keep working through it, and then hopefully things will pick up and get better, because I know things will get better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I think
as long as you work through it, as long as you keep moving forward, it's like, as I said in many episodes back in the, well, it has only been 3 episodes, but, you know, but the best thing to do is just keep moving forward, you know? Even Friedrich Nietzsche even criticized about being nihilistic, you know, or like nihilistic people, of how people had done, you know, literally nothing, because they just believe that, you know, there's no point in anything. If you believe there's no point in anything, then what's the point of you being in that position right now, you know? What's the point, you know, like, for example, like, you know, you didn't get accepted to this college, and then you just like, well, what's the point of going to college anyway? Well, what's the point of you being in high school in the first place, you know?
You're right.
You just like,
you're trying to say that there's always going to be an excuse or a reason to justify your negative mindset, but the whole point is, like, if you keep trying to find those reasons, if you keep trying to justify yourself, every justification is just going to lead you to doing absolutely nothing. Mm-hmm. And that's not the point of life. The point of life is to live it, you know? There's a reason why people, they have jobs, why people have dreams, and it's because you need to go out there and actually try to chase it, you know? And there's absolutely no reason why we believe the things we believe or dream the things that we dream if there wasn't even an ounce of hope that you can kind of grasp it, you know? And I think that it's so funny, because I don't even watch Casey Neistat anymore, but he said this one quote a while ago that really stuck with me. And he said, I think along the lines of, what's the point of having aspirations if they're not seemingly unattainable? And it's because of that string that is constantly pulling you around, pushing you around, and you're constantly following it. That's the thing that makes you your life great. Because if you're not actively trying to find something, if you're not actively trying to, you know, live to the best of your ability, then what are you actually doing?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that people with a negative mindset, they don't care about the string. They don't care about their dreams. They just think about the day-to-day life.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with 9-to-5, you know? There are a lot of people that love it. But I think that life can be so much grander and bigger than that if you really, you know, step outside of the box. And if you look into our previous episodes, you know, getting out of your comfort zone, stopping procrastination, I think that those episodes or those ideas of ours really are really outlined by the fact that all three of us have really big dreams, and we're constantly trying to problem solve and constantly trying to figure out how to achieve those dreams the best way that we can without, you know, letting ourselves be beaten down by negativity. Or the
negativity
by ourselves, by our own negative mindsets.
Our fears too.
Yeah, our
mm-hmm.
fears. It could be a big rabbit hole where the negative mindset can snowball so fast. Especially when you're at your lowest point, you feel like, well, nothing really matters. And then you start feeding that. You start feeding that that mindset. It's like, hey, yeah, nothing matters, so not do this. And you start forming bad habits. And then you start having negative outlets where, in extreme case, if you, for those like sad breakup stories where a person goes through a really bad breakup or like really, really just, I guess you could say heartbreak, and they feel so mad and bad about themselves. And then they start forming bad habits and they change their lifestyle for the worse. And they have outlets with alcohol, drugs. That happens to a lot of people because they don't really accept that point of view or like they accept that reality. But they don't feel like they don't have control of who they are or like how like the ability to respond to it.
Yeah, and that negative habit or that addiction enhances that because, you know, now you're letting that external source, like we said earlier, just take over your life. That's why alcohol and drugs are... That's why people who preach about not getting into alcohol and drugs are always... They always seem so... I don't know. Preachy. Because,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, the regular... Or not the regular. Or, like, the normal everyday person would just be like, why is this person preaching so much about alcohol and drugs? But when you really think about it, people who have fallen into that life, you know, I have a lot of pity and sympathy for them because I don't know what they've been through. But it really takes over everything. Everything.
Yes.
Because it takes over your financial status. It takes over your personal life, your romantic life, your social life, everything.
Work life, everything.
Even if you deny it. Like,
yeah.
In reality, it does take over your life.
Mm-hmm.
You say yes or no to it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. I think that's why, like, I mean, us three, we are very... I mean, I used to smoke weed. I know these guys haven't, but, you know, it was never a positive experience for me. I think that I relied on it as a social gateway,
mm-hmm.
and it happened to be very negative for me. And it affected my mindset so much because sophomore and junior year, I was very lost in who I wanted to be and like what I wanted to achieve. And after, you know, 2 or 3 years of really stepping back and trying to figure out what I want to do, I'm finally in a healthy state of mind again. And this is just with weed. This is just with a drug that's not even considered a drug anymore in the States. And I can't even speak for, you know, other drugs.
Yeah, I would say for your personal experience, your personal reason is that you used it as a way to be social with other people.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I think a outlet for your specific reason, weed, can be different from other people. But another thing that reminds me when people do use drugs or do use alcohol, they use it as a distraction from really getting to know yourself, like in the mm-hmm. previous episode, where you feel uncomfortable with like facing the fears and facing the reality of like, hey, this is really who you are. Instead, you kind of distract yourself with more drugs and more alcohol and try and numb the pain.
Mm-hmm.
Where instead, it should be, you should face the pain, get over it, heal from it.
Yeah.
Corny as it sounds, like a battle scar. Whereas you kind of like prolong that wound for as much as you can, mm-hmm. which is bad. That is mm-hmm. like the
yeah.
most basic adjective I could use. It's just bad.
Yeah. Having the right mindset. Actually, it all depends on anyone, to be honest.
Yeah.
Anyone, whoever, because now that I think about it, hearing you guys, there's no really real, you know, definition of having the right mindset, you know, if that makes sense. It depends on how you grow, like how you've grown up, and seeing that right mindset, you know.
It's not black and white. It's
exactly.
Like, there's not this universal right mindset.
Exactly. There's still rules adapt to it.
Yeah.
But in the same time, there's no clear right what
yeah.
exactly you want from that goal of having the right mindset.
Yeah.
You know, it like you said, like, you know, there's people that have drug issues. There are people that have alcohol issues. Like, well, alcohol, I don't know if alcohol like applies with drugs, but like,
yeah,
you know,
it's quite the same.
Or any addicting issues, whatever, you know, whoever, it all depends on having of what they think what it means to have the right mindset. But I do know this: having the right mindset does not affect negatively with other people. Does not affect anything. It does not any negativity to other people.
Yeah.
It doesn't affect them. What it affects is you, and also affects what exactly you want for your life. You can do anything you want with your life. As long as nothing negativity happens, or not if you don't treat other people negative or wrong or anything like that, to make it clear, the point of having the right mindset is for you to happily reach your goal and also have people to support around you.
Mm-hmm. A positive mindset, I agree with you, a positive mindset shouldn't bring negative influences to people who have negative mindset or even have positive mindsets. In fact, I think positive mindsets may be able to give people, if your positive mindset is influential enough, yeah, I've been saying positive and negative, but it could give people who have a negative view on life some hope, or it's like giving them some momentum to really push forward and like, hey, maybe there is light in the tunnel. Like, I can see it, and then they'll start building their way up mm-hmm. and start comfortably taking the steps out of their comfort mm-hmm. zone, growing, maturing, developing themselves, and knowing themselves as a person. I think that's what I would say one of the characteristics of having a right mindset is.
So, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, like we always mention, there's no universal black and white. This is what you do and this is what you do. Like in the previous, get out of your comfort zone,
mm-hmm.
there's no perfect life formula. Like just... it's this exact same thing. There's no perfect right mindset
mm-hmm.
as contrary as our title of this mm-hmm. podcast episode might be, but it's the approach and the intentions behind that mindset that really that really makes that distinction between what's good and bad for you, mm-hmm. you personally.
Yeah. Right. And if we're all being honest, there was a list to check off of having the perfect mindset, then we wouldn't be having this episode. Or we'd have a 5-minute episode and we'd go down the list and we'd say, this is exactly what you should do.
Yeah.
And I think that the reason why we're even talking about this in the first place is to address that it's hard.
It's so difficult.
It took me a lot to realize that I deserve better. And it takes a lot of self-respect,
mm-hmm.
it takes a lot of acknowledgement of your wrongdoings,
mm-hmm.
and I mean, this sounds so preachy, but I'm serious, when you start really analyzing yourself, and I've always been a big advocate for introspection on this podcast, I mean, once you really start looking at yourself and you say, this is exactly what I've been doing wrong, and you really pin down what you need to do in order to live a good life, in order to live a healthy life, a very happy life, you know, be happy and healthy, Walgreens, whatever.
I didn't catch that. That was a good catch.
I think that that's what you need to do. And I mean, there, like Eric and Raphael said, there is no straight path to having the right mindset. I think that it took me a really long time, and it's still taking me a long time, to figure out how my failures will affect me and how I will bounce back and be able to recover from them.
Yeah.
I think that's a very common popular assumption, is that, okay, you have a wrong mindset and you shift right away to a right mindset and you're stator, like you're stagnant. But really, it's really dynamic. It really evolves. And you can always go back from a right and wrong mindset.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you consider active is you putting the active decisions, the active thoughts into keeping that right mindset and further developing it.
Yeah.
So this is for a warning for anyone that is going into high school. In high school, that's when a lot of people, and especially for freshmen and then going into sophomore, that's when the people in there are starting to realize how important it is to keep the right mindset, you know? Because in middle school, there's always like, and everyone is just, you hold everyone at hands, you know, how to do this, how to do that, and how to do this. But in high school, you're a little bit more independent in a good way, but also in a bad way. And what the reasons are, because first, you go meeting a lot of different type of people, you know? And you already have the choice of what type of people you want to start hanging out with, you know? There's people like, you know, the people that always smoke weed and stuff. But also, of course, I'm not, you know, villainizing.
Yeah, you're not
kidding. There's people that smoke weed and still do the work, you know?
It
all depends on if you're meeting with, like, negative people or positive people or whatever type of people you are. As long as you have your own, you still have your independent own goal to reach by using that right mindset. Did that make any sense for you?
No, it makes sense. It makes sense.
I think that you're trying to say is, what you're trying to say is that,
we get what you mean.
Like,
by.
Yeah. Like, high school and college, you have a little bit more liberty to do your own self-exploration and, like, figure out the kind of people that you want to hang out with.
Exactly. There's no teachers or parents that are just going to be like, well, of course, parents are there for you, you know, to warn you and stuff like that. But, like, especially having the right mindset, that's, like,
but
the most important part that would, like, affect your own decisions.
But, like, even then, like, high schoolers, I don't think, or even college, the people in college, they don't care about what their parents think. You know, like, when they go to school and they're, you know, socially networking with other people, they're not thinking about, like, what their family thinks about this person.
Yeah, but at least they're going to, like, at least keep it, like, in the back of their head, and like, oh, why are they telling me this, you know? Something like that.
I think that,
at least they're aware of something, you know?
I think that a lot of people in college or in high school, they're figuring out what qualities of a person most gravitates towards them, exactly. And, you know, like, you can say, you know, your family influences them, but I think that what's most important is that you realize that the other person also lives their own life, and they've also had their own struggles. So the way that they live their life is very different from yours. You can influence them positively, but if they influence you negatively, then that's your indication. That's your way of saying, hey, maybe it's best that we cut ties. I think that's my interpretation of what Raphael is saying.
This reminded me, like, from my personal experience, and
which
it makes sense
it
makes sense logically as well. It's easier to go down than go up. Like, if you have negative influences, that could easily influence you, like, to be negative. But if you have positive influence and you're trying to influence negative people, you can influence them, but it's up to their decision to really make the step forward to move up.
And you gotta make sure you have to be aware of it too, because sometimes people think they're having the right mindset, but in the same time, there's some people around them that just, like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know?
I would say that 100% of people think that they have the right mindset. But once you start, like I said, acknowledging that you have the wrong mindset and you can become a better person. Mm-hmm. That's the way that you achieve.
It sounds easy. It sounds like you talked about, if we were to have a laundry list, this would be a 5-minute podcast. It sounds easy. Pulling out this list, okay, this is the first step to having the right mindset. Be open-minded, too.
Yeah.
Wake up on time, 3, organize, and 4.
I mean, if it was that easy, are we even going to talk about it in the first place?
Exactly. Yeah, if it was easy, everybody would do it.
Yeah.
And we're not perfectionists.
This is perfect, again, based on our experience.
Yeah,
what we have seen and what we have heard.
We don't have the perfect mindset either, but it's the right mindset to go into the right direction.
Aha, yeah. Dude. Mm-hmm.
But I think we can all conclude and agree on that we need to first acknowledge and accept for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then you yourself have to face those fears, face the reality of who you are and what mindset you have, and make changes for the better.
Mm-hmm. I have a question. Is there any steps that you can take in order to have the right mindset? You know,
ironically, the laundry list. But like I mentioned,
I was like, well, there's no, you know, real definition of a right mindset. But like,
I would say one of the first steps is acknowledge it. Like what we all mentioned. Well, acknowledge is like,
is it affecting other people negatively?
Yeah, is it affecting people negatively?
Or in a bad way?
I think it's less of having, like, the steps and more of the right questions. Like,
right.
That's true, yeah.
Like, asking yourself and asking other people. I think that you have to figure out the right questions to ask the people who have influenced you in your life in order to figure out, like, how do you adopt a good mindset.
Which is basically, like, I think Victoria or Eric, I don't remember who just said it, but, like, it said, like, asking the question based on who you exactly want to be, you know?
Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I just want to mention this. This reminds me of my yearbook quote. The quote I put in my yearbook. It was like, I made it too, so I'm going to feel super embarrassed if I don't remember. It's like, at this age, when you're so young, it's okay to not know all the answers, but you should try to find the right questions.
Yeah. That was your quote.
I think that's what we're trying to go towards. Mm-hmm. Like, nice dad rap, but like,
hey, don't
did
expose
I just
me.
Quote Eric? I think I just quote Eric.
Well, I guess we do influence each other with positive mindsets.
Well, so, yeah, I think that me, Raphael, and Eric are all just echo chambers, but it's a positive echo.
Positive
chamber,
echo
so
chamber.
It's good.
But we do surround ourselves
that's
with
a lie. Please help me. guys, help me, please.
Don't listen to him. We do surround ourselves with other types of people, so we could be exposed to the variety of personalities and the variety of people's mindsets and perspectives and philosophies on life.
Mm-hmm.
And these perspectives are just an example of ours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let us know what you think about this episode. I think that this is a very
interesting
discussion, very deep discussion, a philosophical discussion of, like,
yes,
we always talk about existential subjects, like, hey, what is
yeah.
how to do it. So.
But share with us, you know, what steps or what kind of questions you'll be asking yourself in order to adopt the right mm-hmm. mindset. And of course, you can always follow us on Instagram at Official Meal Deals. And also you can email us at officialmealdeals@gmail.com.
Exactly.
All right. We'll see you guys later.
Peace out.
All right. See ya.
Bye-bye.